With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. House Republicans are bracing for potential leadership shakeups in the coming weeks.
The biggest wild card is what Speaker Mike Johnson will do. The Louisiana Republican has said he wants to continue to lead the House GOP conference if they retain the majority, but he's been mum on his plans if Democrats take the upper hand in the lower chamber. Amid that uncertainty, Republican lawmakers have had their eyes on the next moves of Representative Steve Scalise, the number two House GOP leader, Judiciary Committee Chairman Jim Jordan, who has conspicuously worked to increase his fundraising across the conference, and House Majority Whip Tom Emmer, who has tried to repair his relationship with former President Trump. Johnson has made it clear that he hopes to keep his gavel if the party retains control of the chamber, particularly if Trump wins the White House and Republicans flip the Senate. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
Also at SRNnews.com, the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau says Apple and Goldman Sachs must pay millions for mishandling Apple Card transactions.
The Bureau says Apple failed to send tens of thousands of Apple Card disputes to Goldman. And when such customer disputes were reported, the investment bank did not follow federal requirements for investigating. The agency says many consumers faced long waits to get their money back from disputed charges, and in some cases saw damages to their credit reports. Beyond penalties and relief to those impacted, the agency is barring Goldman from launching another new credit card unless it can prove the product will comply with the law. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
A defense witness from the O.J. Simpson trial might testify in the trial of the man accused of killing four University of Idaho students while they slept. Dr. Barbara Wolf worked on the team of medical analysts in the O.J. trial. She's currently a medical examiner in Florida. Court documents show the judge will determine if Wolf is allowed to testify remotely. Brian Koberger's charged in the stabbing deaths of four University of Idaho students in 2022. This is SRN News. Well, the question is, how many genders are there?
According to the government of Scotland, the answer is 24. The ruling Scottish National Party has just released new guidelines for public organizations in the country that maintains there are 24 separate gender identities, including pangender and autigender. A lot of Scots are mocking the guidelines, and Tory Party spokesman Tess White says, quote, "Wasting time and resources on this shows how disconnected the SNP government are from the real world." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Pennsylvania has the largest Jewish population of any swing state, and any shift could have enormous implications in a state decided by narrow margins the past two presidential elections. New polls are indicating that many Jewish people who have always voted Democrat are planning to cast their ballots for Republican Donald Trump next month. His friendliness towards Israel during his first term is the primary reason. This is SRN News. A former sitcom star is making his career change to racing official. Correspondent Gethin Kubal has more.
Former Malcolm in the Middle star Frankie Muniz is set to continue his NASCAR career with a full-time ride in the truck series for 2025. Muniz will make the jump from part-time racer to a full slate in the number 33 Ford for Ream Brothers Racing. He made two starts for Ream Brothers this season in the truck series. The 38-year-old actor turned race car driver is scheduled to compete in the truck series race Saturday at Homestead Miami Speedway. He competed twice this season in NASCAR's second-tier Xfinity series, including the opener at Daytona International Speedway. I'm Gethin Kubal.
Amazon will soon have gas. The e-commerce giant announced that Prime members can now save 10 cents per gallon at the pump. The discount can be redeemed at around 7,000 BP and Amoco stations around the country. More details at SRNnews.com.